You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people. And welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. Everyone, let's just take a deep breath. I always like to start with a deep breath because no matter where I am in my day, it's always important to stop and breathe. Yes, let's do it one more time. Breathing is so essential, and it just helps us kind of get grounded back into the now. And I'm just so excited about my guest today. Bob Doyle is really going to talk to us about rewiring and transforming our brain so we can have a different experience. And I'm all about that because, as you know, I've been providing mental health services for the last 25 years, and I'm always focused on strategies to help people change. And change is really a transformational process that people have to be committed to, engaged in, and really willing to receive new information about themselves, about how their mind works. And so I'm just really hoping that everyone is open-minded today and really open to receiving my therapy and coaching services are always available to support you on your journey. I'm an avid and daily user of CBD that you often hear me talking about on my shows, and just really cannot say enough about the importance of us coming back into balance, because so much of our lives in the last 2-3 years have been off balance, and we really are trying to get back that homeostasis. And so I am advocate for daily use of CBD. Learn more about it at my website, healthyminds.expert, because again, anything that you can do to help ground you, to help calm and focus you so that you can begin transforming and changing and opening yourself up to new possibilities is really the key. And so without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest again. His name is Bob Doyle, and he is best known for his contribution to the film and book, The Secret, as a law of attraction expert and coach. But recently, he's changed and turned his attention, shifted away from the metaphysical aspects of the law of attraction or reality creation process to a more grounded and biological look at what controls our experiences, our brain. So welcome, Bob. Thank you so much for your time and sharing your program with us.
It's great to be here. You set this conversation up perfectly with your introduction, so we're good to go.
Okay. And so I want to encourage every listener out there, please right now, go and take the transformational quiz. It's www.tptquiz.com. That's T as in Tom, P as in Paul, T as in Tom, quiz, Q-I-Z.com. Take it so you can find out what type you are. I took it. I found out I'm a seeker. So I'm going to learn more, and Bob's going to share more with us about this.
Yeah, well, let's talk about why they would want to care about taking the quiz anyway. I mean, what is it? It's actually called the Transformation Personality Type Quiz. And the reason I created it was to help people basically discover their own autopilot wiring, the things that they are doing without consciously thinking about it that may be sabotaging their results or slowing down their, you know, their transformation process or getting their goals, however you want to look at it. As you suggested, our brain is controlling all of our behavior. And so, you know, so learning how programmable it is and how to program it is what my work is about now.
Yeah. And I think it's important that people become aware of how they need to focus on that rewiring. And so taking the quiz, I think is helpful. I was laughing and I told Bob, but when I read The Seeker, I was like, yeah, that's me. It really does give you a good job of where you are. And then how do you get to that next point? How do you begin to rewire? So can you talk a little bit about that transformational process? Sure. And maybe understanding these types and how that works?
So, I mean, obviously, if you're going to change, it's if you're going to, you know, significantly transform your, well, let me take a step back and just kind of address why I switched from law of attraction to brain rewiring. And I'll, in a couple of sentences, it's basically because as exciting and wonderful as the law of attraction sounds to people, especially after The Secret, and they get very excited, so many people were focused on more or less the magical aspects of it. You know, they're going to conjure this, they're going to get into the right vibration, they're going to do all of this stuff, which is absolutely true and part of it, but it just takes them off the most important thing, which is who do they want to be? And then what does that person want in their lives? So when it comes down to it, our experience of reality is created in the moment that we give it meaning. So every moment we're assessing what's happening, all the input that is our environment. And we're thinking, well, I like this, I don't like this. We're thinking about ourselves. I like myself, I don't, I've arrived, I got a long way to go. All of this is just happening, you know, automatically. And it's creating our experience of reality. And it's all based on our wiring, how we've learned to make meaning out of things. And because that really determines all the action we take, and the action we take gets the results we take. So if our experience of reality is not what we want it to be, we need to be something different so that we will take different actions, so that we will get different results. So changing ourselves into another person for a lot of people seems like impossible. Well, I am who I am, right? You are who you have programmed yourself to be all of these years, but your brain is ready to receive new information at any time. So if there are aspects of who you're being that you know are causing you problems or slowing you down or bringing you grief or disempowering you, just the what I want you to hear today, if nothing else, is that that can change. The only reason it feels so true is that you have been telling yourself whatever the story is for years, and there are neural pathways in your brain that are just there, and they're your autopilot. That's how you automatically interpret the world. But you can override that consciously by coming up with a different thought that is in contrast to that and repeating that over and over. It takes consistency, like you said. It takes a commitment. It takes knowing why you want this change and why it must happen. Most people quit because they haven't made their goal non-negotiable. But when we learned to walk and talk and all of those things were non-negotiable. And we made all the mistakes we needed to. And we didn't say, well, I guess the universe doesn't want it for us because we, you know, made a mistake. We just kept going. And if we would do that with our goals, we can achieve that. We can become the person we want to become, as long as we don't fill our day with all these subconscious conversations about why we can't and who we aren't. So that's basically the bulk. That's the basic concept. So taking the quiz and identifying what type you are in terms of personal transformation shines a light on the behaviors that are automatically happening that you may not even realize. You're thinking in the moment, well, this is the truth and this is the only way I can respond. And what the quiz will show you is that no, there are other ways you can respond, and that this behavior right now is optional. And if it hasn't been serving you, we can help you create new behavior that once wired in will become your new autopilot so that things happen effortlessly for you. So do you want me to just briefly talk about the types?
Yes, please.
I know I'm doing a lot of talking here, so
I love it. I love it because everything that you're saying is so on point. You know, I really want people to understand that who you are today was not your design. It was designed by every person who influenced you since you were born. So right. Your programming that you're operating from isn't even your free choice and will to have chosen it. So now who you are today, you may not like. You may not like habits that you formed. And you don't know why and why you do what you do. But what Bob is talking about is so important because what you think, how you feel, how you behave can be changed. And he's going to tell us a little bit about that.
So also, let's go over the four types real quick so that people can start. If they've taken the quiz, great. They know what type they are. And now I can flesh it out for them. They'll also get, as you know, a PDF and a video that explains even deeper what these types are and then what you can do with that information. But you've tested as the seeker, and it is the most common one of all those who take the test. And these are people who are absolutely committed to having the best life and transforming themselves in the best possible way. And in fact, they are so committed that they try everything that comes across their desk. You know, it's like, oh, I'll try this program. I'll go to this seminar. I'll listen to that guy, this woman, this, which again, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. But if you think about what's going on biologically, you're getting all this information, sometimes different ideas, different philosophies. You're trying to resolve them all and make a truth out of it. But you just can't, because you're going off in all of these directions. There's no completion. The neural pathways don't have time to form if you keep jumping around from thing to thing or saying, well, I so resonate with this one. And then the next one comes along and, oh, they're more famous, or this is cheaper, or they promise faster results. Oh, now I resonate with that one. So for the seeker, you've just got to maintain, right? If you find something that really resonates with you, and you know when you went in there, you checked in with yourself, you did whatever you got to do to make the decision to do the thing, you do it until you see it through, until the whatever wiring benefit you can get is received. That's the short version of how to help the seeker. So quickly, another one is the skeptic, which is what I would have tested at had this test been available when I was starting my journey. Again, somebody who wants the best for themselves, but has to analyze everything through the question, why won't this work for me? They always ask that question for whatever reason. Maybe they got burned on some reason, or they just grew up that way, whatever it is. But if you ask that question, you're going to get answers to that question. But if the same skeptic asks the question, well, how could this work for me? They still get to be a skeptic. They still get to be logical and rational and use their intelligence and all those things, but they're going to get different answers and they're going to see new possibility. But if you just keep asking, why won't something work for you? You will always get those answers. You will never do anything and you won't grow. But your ego will say, but you haven't found the right thing yet. Obviously, you're justified in doing this. That's your wiring talking. And so this is about shining the light on that so that you can bypass that. Another one is the wizard, and the wizard is very much into the rituals, the vision boards, the meditating, the visualizing, all of those things, very important part of the reality creation process, no doubt about it. But they are there to help you move into action, into being a different version of yourself. Those things, those visions, those all those techniques, they need to inspire you to take on the being of that future you who will have those things. It's not about that you're just going to materialize those things because you put them on the board. What happens, what makes it work predictably, is that you use that as inspiration to change your behavior, to change your wiring, so that you can be the person that will get those things. And then finally, the last one is the people pleaser. And the people pleaser, again, maybe they saw The Secret and they got super inspired. I'm going to be this now. And then they start telling people about their new vision, and the people in their life start poo-pooing their ideas. It could be in a number of ways. It could be a look on their face. It could be a tone. It could be a downright, who do you think you are to do that? Any number of things that this negative feedback from the outside, and that stops them. And most of the time they're stopping them so that everybody's comfortable. Well, the thing is, nobody's comfortable, whether you stop or not. Nobody's comfortable. They're not going to be more comfortable with their lives because you didn't follow your dream. You just won't hear about it because you're not poking at it anymore. But believe me, they're still uncomfortable. They're still dissatisfied, or they wouldn't have made a point to tell you why you couldn't have your dream. You, of course, are just sacrificed your life. You're here. You know, we've got all this wiring, as you mentioned. We've got all this programming, and a lot of us is not what we like. We've got aspects of us we don't like. But inside each of us, we've got this calling, this dream, this passion, this vision. Some people believe it can be done. Some people just don't believe it can be done. And it's in there. That's a core of who you are. You can rewire yourself to let that come out and flourish and not let the rest of it tell you that that passion is there by some cosmic mistake, that you were never meant to have this. Sorry, didn't mean to put that desire in there. See, that doesn't make any sense. We're all born with these unique desires and passions, so the universe can experience itself through us. That's the most woo-woo thing I'll say in this entire conversation. But this whole idea that we somehow don't deserve to have the best life is ridiculous. And it's something that we learned and were taught by people who wanted control. But we all have brains. We all have the ability to program, and we all can accomplish incredible things. But we have to give up all of our old stories for what you, no matter how true they seem to be, you have to start telling yourself different stories so that your brain goes, oh, okay, well, this then, okay, this then, this then, this then, now this. It gets stronger and stronger until you now become that person.
I love it. I love it. You know, one of the questions is, why is self-talk the biggest factor in success? And, you know, before you talk a little bit about that, I always talk with my clients about this narrative. We're constantly running a narrative in our head, might be based on those types that you talked about, but that narrative is always selling us short. It's always giving us the worst case scenario, always criticizing us, always focused on what isn't working, what isn't right. So I just really want you to speak to that self-talk, because that is so powerful.
It's everything, because just like you said, again, wiring happens because of consistent messages. Consistent over and over. We tell ourselves the same things, or we put ourselves in the same environment, and it gets wired out of repetition. So if we're going to change it, we need that same level of repetition going in. And it just takes like I said before, it just takes that strong level of commitment to go through the discomfort that comes with that kind of change. See, we've eased through our changes through life, just kind of on autopilot. As new situations came in, we adjusted slowly but surely, and now we've become somebody else. And you know, you can look back 5 years, 10 years, 15 years and say, yep, I'm different. Now, there's key things about me that have changed. I don't remember that, but whatever, it just happened. What we're doing is about being intentional about it, like making it happen as soon as possible. So the more radically we go to change our thinking, the more uncomfortable it's going to feel in every part of our body. And we're going to be at the mercy of our chemistry and all those chemical reactions. And so we need techniques and things like that to overcome that, because every part of our old wiring is going to want us to stay exactly where we are. It doesn't like that kind of abrupt change, but with the right support and the right inspiration, you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's when oftentimes people will give up, because their body and their program is resisting that change. But you have to remember, if you've programmed yourself, if you have been behaving and thinking and feeling in a certain way for so long, I mean, it doesn't change overnight. It takes some time and effort and awareness. And I think that's what gets discouraging to some people, or people hit that wall and they're like, I can't do it.
It's just, the thing is people just need to understand that what we're talking about is just like learning a language or learning anything new. What we're learning is new ways of being. But when you, and that's going to, it's a bunch of stuff you don't know yet. And as you are learning this new stuff and you're getting the lessons that you have to get to learn that new stuff, sometimes it doesn't feel that great, whatever. Same thing with learning anything. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall off your skis. You're going to say the wrong conjugation of a word. You're going to make those mistakes. But if you're absolutely committed to the final result, you will see it through. People just somehow they think about personal development differently than anything else. But if all the inventors in the world approached their inventions like we approach personal development, we'd be in caves. Because they don't quit until it's done. They see the vision, they know the value it's going to impart upon the world, they are committed to doing it, and no matter how many iterations it takes, no matter how many people come in here and say, you're wasting your time, they're going to keep doing it and getting whatever feedback they need to get, however long it takes to get it done. And then it's done. Hooray. But that didn't happen overnight, and no one should expect that to. There's a journey that needs to be taken so that you can legitimately and fully be that person with all the knowledge and experience and wisdom that comes with the journey that got you there. So the whole magical thinking aspect of like, well, if I just do it, then tomorrow it'll be how? There's no logic in that. There's no logic. Of course, you have to be the person to sustain the reality that you wish to have. Otherwise, you won't sustain it, as evidenced by the people who win the lottery and are in no way prepared to be the person with millions of dollars. They haven't done any investment research. They have no savings plan. They just blurp and it's gone, because they are not the person that they are not a millionaire in their mind. They're a person with a ton of money and no ability to know how to manage it. So if you're going to be a millionaire, you need to learn those things. You need to prepare yourself for having $1 million. Have your assets, investment strategies, so that when it comes, you know, a millionaire thinks like that. But a person who just wants $1 million to solve all my problems doesn't think like that and won't sustain it.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting, Bob, is I find that people know what they don't want, but oftentimes don't know what they do want.
Or they don't admit to themselves, or they don't allow themselves to.
Sometimes, or don't think they can have what they want.
So they don't allow themselves to even have the vision. It's like they've been so banged up, or their belief system is so wired that they dare not even explore what they truly want in their life, because they don't believe they can have it. And why would they put themselves through that heartache? Why would they set their sights so high when they know they can't have it? That's the mentality that keeps people into this conversation. Like, I don't even know what I want. It's like, if you got into a meditation practice and sat very still on a regular basis and quieted your mind, it would show itself. And you would go, I can't do that. I can't do that. And that's just your wiring. And just know that that's normal. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. It means that your brain hasn't learned to do it yet. So it's telling you, you can't do it. Can you learn to do it? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So tell us a little bit about the transformation process, and really, how do you begin this rewiring?
So first of all, it's the awareness. That's why we give the quiz first, to shine a light on that autopilot wiring, so that you know what are the behaviors that are probably slowing you down. So those are the ones you know you want to change, so that you can create a vision of, okay, instead of that behavior, how would I like to behave? How would this future version of me behave? If I had all my ducks in a row and everything was happening, how would I behave in this situation that leaves me feeling more empowered? I mean, there's so many situations in our life that we can look at throughout the course of a day where, if we look ahead at the beginning of the day and go, okay, that situation might trigger me, that situation. And part of my process is at the beginning of every day, I coach people to take 5 minutes to visualize the day ahead, the things that they know they have to do, and see themselves being the most empowered version of themselves they can possibly be in these situations, particularly if it's a situation that they have historically been disempowered in. And here's the beauty. This is not magic. This is biology. You run that scene over and over and over. You rehearse it in your mind over and over and over with full emotion, just like they tell you to do in the law of attraction conversation. But instead of doing that to get the energy all tuned up, it's to get your brain wired to see and get comfort with you being this new way, because your brain doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know you're not doing it. So that's real experience that you're giving your brain just by using your imagination. And that's the power of our brain. That's the miracle that we are, that we have been born. And that's why we can truly create whatever reality we want. This brain will, it is ready to do it, but we have to give it the right information.
Yeah. And I think giving it the right information consistently
is
really key.
It doesn't make any sense to, I mean, logically, if what we've been talking about is consistency, you can't spend an hour a day meditating and visualizing and then spending the 23 other hours with the same thought processes going. It's not going to make any difference.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about becoming present in the moment and disengaging from the emotional upset, because so many people get caught in the emotion.
Yeah.
Of the anxiety, or in the emotion of the depression, or in the emotion of
absolutely
stress.
Yeah. We're programmed to, we've learned all these emotional responses. We've learned this is appropriate. This is how angry we should get. This is how sad we should get. I mean, we've literally, all of that is learned. It's in there. So to the extent, there's two different ways to handle that. One is if you're really left-brained, and you just know that, wow, this is just a reaction. I mean, the mantra I say is when you're in that upset, when you get into that emotion, just say, this is not the truth. This is my wiring. So if you can really understand, like when you're off time, when you're not in emotionally charged, really just affirming that to yourself, that any response like that has nothing to do with the truth. It's about it's your wired response to this situation. So that way, you know, then so you don't have to have the emotional response you've traditionally have. Now, again, that's good for people who really get this on another level. But for others, that's where we have the techniques, and you've probably heard of things like emotional freedom technique, which is the tapping along your meridians and stuff like that, and other techniques similar to that that help you disrupt basically the emotional episode you're having and bring you back into balance. Breath work. Huge. You mentioned breathing at the beginning. I've incorporated breath work. I'm certified to teach breath work because it is essential. Like, I would have done 40 breaths with you just then. you know, because I that right there is because of the chemical response that it has in your body. In the moment, you can change your state so fast with just breathing and all that cortisol that's running through your head. You can quiet that down faster than just about anything. It's really amazing. So learning things like that. And by the way, that's just built in. That's just built into us as humans. We can learn to regulate our breath, to do all kinds of things and master our moods in amazing ways.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And I think too, I think a part of that emotional response is in talking and checking in with ourselves. You know, people used to say, oh, if you talk to yourself, you must be crazy. No, if you don't talk to yourself, you're crazy.
Because everybody's talking to themselves. All
you have to check in with yourself, because again, you behave and respond in such an automatic pilot way that, you know, this is not what I want.
It's true, but here's the glitch with checking in with yourself. Yourself is yourself, and you've got all the resources that yourself has, and that's it. That's all you've got. You've got all of your life experience, your knowledge, everything, and it all comes together, and those are your choices. So that's why when you're doing something like this, at least when you're getting started, you have to have some support. You have to have somebody to see things that you can't see, because guess what? You can't see them. You know, and so when somebody else sees something for you that you've never saw before, it can be life-changing when you really get it. And then community support and daily things. I mean, the reason that the personal development rate, success rate is so abysmal is because no matter how good the information is, people don't complete, or they don't complete to the full ability because they haven't allowed themselves to dream big enough, because they're working within the limits of their current wiring. But if you can expand your wiring, then you can dream bigger and get better results than you imagined before.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so tell my listeners, where can they get more information about you and the program? And again, remember, take the quiz.
Take the quiz. That'll actually lead you right into my front door, so you learn a lot about me that way. But another way is meetbobdoyle.com. Meetbobdoyle.com is kind of the hub, the Bob Doyle hub. And you get to all kinds of stuff there, coaching, speaking, and the quiz. So that's a good all-in-one. And I'm easy to find everywhere, YouTube and Facebook and the whole thing, even Instagram.
I love it. What's your Instagram?
Bob Doyle from The Secret in this conversation. I have others, but they're not this conversation.
Okay. Bob Doyle from The Secret. I love it. And then any last like words of wisdom or nuggets of information that you would like to send to my listeners?
I think I really just want to say, because I know that, like I said before, seeker is the number one. Like there's a lot of people who I would imagine listen to your type of show are seekers. And again, there's nothing bad about that. They're just always looking for new information. And so what I'm really inviting you to do is just to hear, again, if nothing else, that you, if you're a human being and you have a human brain in it, which I'm guessing that is most of you, then everything we've talked about today applies directly to you and it will work for you. In fact, if you don't rewire your brain, nothing will work for you. But the good news is that lots of stuff can work for you. It's more stuff than you can possibly imagine. But you have to approach it the correct way, and you have to allow your brain what it needs for you to complete it. So no matter who you are or where you are, no matter how old you are, no matter what your story is, you can start telling a new story starting today and begin to see the changes. How long will it take? I don't know, but enjoy the journey because it's essential. You'll be grateful for it and it'll make the most difference.
Absolutely. And again, I just want to put that out there. The quiz is tptquiz.com. And again, this is really about your individual journey and you really waking up to who you want to be. And if you don't like who you've been, you don't like who you are right now, you can change it. And that's really what this program is all about. And like Bob Doyle said, he will give you the support, the tools, the process of transformation. You just have to be willing to commit. And that's it. That's the key. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you, the information that you're providing. And thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Okay, take care.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica.
We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD.